أجرني في مام مدينة كربلاء أجرني في مام مدينة كربلاء.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, imagine the Day of Judgment, a day of great distress, of terror, of concern, of anxiety, of fear. And just imagine those who on this day will be close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will be the fortunate ones. Let me share with you a beautiful hadith in Mubarakah. Narrated in Tirmizi Sharif, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the closest to me on the day of judgment will be the person who has recited Durood e Pak upon me in abundance in this world. Subhanallah. What a great investment in the real future. Recitation of Durood e Pak upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Hazrat Sayyidina Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu ta'ala narrates that once I requested from my blessed mother that give me permission to go to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pray behind Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because I have the intention of asking the best of creation to do dua for maghfirat, for forgiveness of me and you. He's granted permission and he comes to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's time for Maghrib Salah. He has the honor and the privilege of praying behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he stays for Isha. And after Isha Salah, the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaves. And Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I start to follow Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I can't be heard, I can't be seen. But the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without looking back, says, "Who is it? Huzaifa?" I say, "Labbaik ya Rasulullah." I humbly said, "Yes, it is me, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What do you need?" "May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive you and your mother." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Subhanallah. This is before Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, "Ya Rasulullah, I've come with the intention of asking you to pray for forgiveness for myself and my mother." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knowing the unseen, does that before he even asks. Look at the beautiful court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any worldly badshah, any worldly king, you have to at least ask to be blessed or granted what you want. But the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so amazing and so beautiful that you don't even have to ask. You just turn up and the best of creation knows why you are there and what you need. Subhanallah. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that my wish had been fulfilled. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "There is an angel here who has never descended to the earth before this night. He requested permission from Allah Azza wa Jal to make salam to me and to give me good news. That good news is this: Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha is the leader of the women of Jannah, and Hassan and Hussein are the leaders of the youth of Jannah, of paradise." Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, from this beautiful hadith in Mubarakah, not only do we learn of the love the Sahaba Ikram had for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how eager they were to be in the presence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how they gained blessings without even asking for them. But further still, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us the importance and the status and the magnificent maqam of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, of her great, great status that she is the leader of the women of Jannah. And then Hasinain Karimain, Hazrat Imam Hassan and Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they are the leaders of the youth of paradise. Subhanallah, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel. Truly, without doubt, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam were special. The status, the glory and the greatness that was gifted to them by being the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is beyond our comprehension. But we can narrate some waqiat, some stories which help us understand how special these princes were in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Uqba bin Harith radiallahu ta'ala says that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala offers Asr Salah and then went out. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala accompanied him. Once, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala saw Imam Hassan playing with the children. He lifted him onto his shoulders and out of deep love said, "May my parents be sacrificed for you. You resemble the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and not Ali." Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was with him and was smiling, subhanallah. But even the Khulafa al-Rashidin and the great Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu loved these princes. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's love for Hazrat Imam Hassan and Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was amazing. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's affection towards them and Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's acts of generosity and kindness towards them knew no bounds. Sayyidina Osama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala says that one night I went to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because I had something I wanted doing or I needed. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived. And the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a large chadar, a mantle over him. And I suspected that there's something underneath it. But humbly and out of respect, I did not say anything. I asked for what I needed, and my need was fulfilled. I then could not resist, and I said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you've clearly got something there. What is it?" Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened the chadar mubarak, the mantle. And I saw that Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu were sat on the laps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Both of them are my sons and the sons of my daughter. Ya Allah, I love both of them. You also love both of them and love those who love them." Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, you just heard the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love for Hasanain Karimain, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So much that on one occasion, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seen going out looking for them with their eagerness and the enthusiasm when Hasanain Karimain became lost. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Buraida radiallahu ta'ala said that once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was delivering the khutbah. In the meantime, Hazrat Imam Hassan and Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala arrived. They were wearing red kameez, long shirts. Being very little, they arrived by going here and there. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw them. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the khutbah, during the sermon, descends from the pulpit, picks both of the princes up, and then makes them sit in front of him, and then says, okay, translation from Qanzul Iman, the ayat of the Quran, "Your wealth and your children are just a test." Subhanallah. Through the blessings, alhamdulillah, of this ayah mubarakah, we learn that this is a great test for us. But Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love for Hasanain Karimain had much, much greater aspects to it. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, when it comes to our love for our children, we become over emotional and our hearts become delicate and we often turn to means of pleasing our children which are not right. But one of the beauties of being in the company of best of creation was that both Hazrat Imam Hassan and Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu had the best of times. They had Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's company. They had the best of fathers, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They had the best of mothers, Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Then all the brilliant shining stars of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba ikram, and these princes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these flowers of the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blossomed in this environment. And that is why we got such amazing characters and such amazing personalities of Islam in the form of Hazrat Hassan al-Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Imam Hussein, Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who both excelled to feats beyond comprehension because it was that great upbringing and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which brought them there. Let me share with you a glimpse of this love that Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for them. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Shaddad radiallahu ta'ala says that my father, Sayyidina Shaddad bin Had says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to lead Maghrib Salah. He was carrying Sayyidina Imam Hassan or Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stepped forward, led the Salah and made him sit by his side. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uttered the takbir to commence salah. During the salah, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed a lengthy sajda. So, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brings one of the princes, sits them down, and starts salah. But during the salah, he says that the prostration became very long. I raised my head to see what was going on. And I saw the child on the blessed back of the noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in sajda. I went back into sajda. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eventually rose from sajda. We finished the salah. Once the salah was over, I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you performed such a lengthy sajda during which we thought that some revelation of the Quran was coming or you were talking to Allah Azza wa Jal, the command of Allah Azza wa Jal was coming. At this, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that was not the case. My son was riding on my back and I didn't want to hurry as I would break his heart. Subhanallah. Look at the love that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for Hazrat Imam Hassan, Hazrat Imam Hussein, that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't want to rise from the sajda too quickly in case the Hassanain Karimain felt that it was too early or they fell or anything else. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, can you imagine the status of Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam, Hazrat Imam Hussein and Hazrat Hassan al-Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala in the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala says that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was humbly asked, who do you love more amongst your Ahlul Bayt? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hussein and Hassan, Hassanain Karimain. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala also says that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, bring me my children, bring me so that I could be with them. And then Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would smell them and hug them. Smell them, why? Because they were the flowers of the garden of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those who had been given the glad tidings of being the leaders of the youth of Jannah, no doubt smelled beautiful as well. Subhanallah. Mufti Ahmed Yar Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman, commenting on this hadith mubarakah says that we all have love for our offspring, our wives, our children, etc. But the love that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for Hassanain Karimain was different. This was really special. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held them very dear. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, one has to imagine that not only were Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but their mother was an amazing, amazing hasti, an amazing personality who was the leader of the women of Jannah. Their father, Allahu Akbar. What can we say about the amazing Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and his shuja'at, his bravery, his wisdom, and his status in Islam, and his status in the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It is narrated once by Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, that Hassinain Karimain, Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala were wrestling with each other. And they were wrestling in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying to Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hassan, hold him, hold Hussein. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says, I humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're encouraging Hassan, though he is the elder. So he's the elder. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the other side, there is Jibreel alayhi salam who is encouraging Hussein to do the same that I am saying. Subhanallah. Can you imagine the status of these princes, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel? That even in childhood, when these princes are wrestling amongst themselves, and Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to the elder one, go on, you put him down. And the younger one is being given instructions and being encouraged and given enthusiasm by none other than Hazrat Jibreel Amin alayhi salam. Subhanallah. The status of these princes, these shahzade, is amazing. Can you imagine the happiness that they would have seen at one hand Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and on the other Jibreel Amin. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the love of Hazrat Imam Hassan and Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a very, very fundamental part of our iman. It is the essence of it. Indeed, in the Holy Quran, we are commanded, translation from Kanzul Iman, say, O dear Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I do not ask any fee from you upon this, except the love between close ones. And the blessed companions asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are the beloved ones whose devotion and reverence is obligatory upon us? And Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and the blessed sons, Hazrat Imam Hassan and Hazrat Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anha. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, this is not an optional thing. The Quran tells us about this. The Quran tells us about that amazing status. The Quran tells us that respecting, honoring, and loving these princes is part of our iman. The Quran tells us that these are special. The Quran tells us that the essence of iman lies in love of the Ahlul Bayt. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam loved these princes so much that Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala says that once we were present in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam when a call came that the blessed princes had gone missing. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam themselves came out with the companions and started to search. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam went in a particular direction. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala says the people went different ways, but I followed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and we kept on walking until we reached the foot of a mountain. There we saw Hassanain Karimain, Hazrat Imam Hassan and Hazrat Imam Hussein, both of them there near each other, and next to them was a huge snake. The snake was standing with its tail upright. It was as if it was breathing fire and it was about to attack. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stepped forward and upon seeing the best of creation, the greatest and blessed and holiest Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this huge snake curls up behind a rock. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then went to Hassanain Karimain, separated them from each other, cleaned their faces and said, may my mother and father be sacrificed for you. How honorable you are in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, it is obvious that when Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam loves these princes so much, they hold a high place in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. And their going missing was something that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam could not bear, and the best of creation went in search of them. Subhanallah. Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan alayhi rahmatul Rahman in commentary on this blessed hadith says that the love for the offspring is very special. And Akas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held these princes dearest to them, because out of all the Ahlul Bayt, they were most dear to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Akas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would often smell these flowers of Jannah. Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would often play with them. Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would often carry them on their shoulders. And you've all heard the beautiful hadith of Mubarakah, where Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is carrying the blessed princes on their Mubarak shoulders. And somebody asks, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a beautiful ride these two princes have. And the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, do you see the ride? Look at the riders. Look at how beautiful they are as well. Subhanallah, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel. In light of many of the blessed hadith mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hasanain Karimain hold a very high status. Let me share with you just a few. Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who loves them both loves me, and the one who bears malice towards them bears malice towards me. Then Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hassan and Hussein are the two flowers of mine in this world. Subhanallah. Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, Hassan and Hussein are the leaders of the youth of Jannah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, love for these princes is obligatory upon us. And let me share with you how important it is to love the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It should be so much, they should be so dear to us, so important in our lives, that they are more important than our wealth, our honor, our property, and even our own lives. Having devotion towards these blessed people is fundamental for us. Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, no one can become a true believer until he loves me more than his life. Until my life is dearer to him than his life. Until my children are dearer to him than his children. And until my Ahl Bayt are dearer to him than his own family. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the excellence of the blessed family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ahl Bayt, can be seen from this verse in Surah Ahzab, verse 33, translation from Kanz al-Iman. Allah only wills to remove all impurity from you, O the people of the household, and by cleansing you, make you utterly pure. Subhanallah. Most of the commentators of the glorious Quran are of the opinion that the above mentioned verse refers to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Hassan al-Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Imam Ahmad has reported that from Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that this blessed verse is revealed in the excellence and eminence of the Panchthan Pak. And the Panchthan Pak refers to Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Mawla Ali karamallahu wajhul kareem, Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Imam Hassan or Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, our life should evolve around the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the love of his Ahl Bayt. Today we know, our children know the names of many people that they shouldn't know the names of, footballers and actors and everything else. But unfortunately, we don't teach our children who the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for. We don't give them the parables of the great Hassan al-Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We don't tell them about the great sacrifices of Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam, Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We don't tell our daughters about the great purity and great wisdom of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. We don't tell them of the amazing status of this Khatun al-Jannat radiallahu ta'ala anha, who is the leader of the women of paradise. We don't tell them of the amazing wisdom, the courage and the bravery of Hazrat Ali Murtada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, gosh, our children grew up with these hastiya as their role models. So our children knew that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was wise, courageous and brave and served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our children know that Hazrat Hassan al-Mujtaba gave a great sacrifice for this deen and for us. And Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu on the plains of Karbala sacrificed everything so that the Quran and the teachings would remain preserved and pure and reached us in their perfect form. Today, our children need role models. Our daughters need to know the seerah of Hazrat Fatimah Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha so they can aspire to the purity that they see. Today, we fail to pass this on, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel. In this blessed month of Muharram, in this time where we're remembering the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the amazing Sahaba Ikram, we need to change our ways. Gosh, get our children had role models like Hazrat Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They wanted to become pious and great like Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They wanted to become, give sadaqah, and they wanted to become generous like Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And they wanted to become brave and wise like Hazrat Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Gosh, okay, our children had the piety, knew the noble stories of the grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how pure they were, and how the Quran testified to their amazing status. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the crown of our heads. They are the jewels of the Islam. They are deserving our utmost love and respect. Their virtues, how can one encompass their virtues? Their virtues, people have written volumes and volumes and not done justice to this topic. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Hazrat Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala narrated from his father that once Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seen kissing Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala and embracing him. And an Ansari Sahabi was standing close by and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have sons that I have never kissed. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if Allah azza wa jal has lifted the blessings from your heart, that is not my fault. Allahu Akbar. It was the love and affection and the good upbringing the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to pass on to our children, and which was passed on to Hazrat Imam Hassan and Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to make them the great imams of the world. I was going to say the era, but it wasn't. That was the era, and they were great imams then, and they have remained great imams for the last 1460 years, and they will remain great imams and leaders for the Muslims until the Day of Judgment. This is how amazing they were. This is how brilliant their upbringing was, and this is how perfect their characters were. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showered them with love and affection. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported by Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do dham upon them, would read ayah mubarakas of the Quran and different du'as and do dham for their protection. One du'a the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read, which is narrated in Sahih Bukhari Sharif, was this: O Allah, I seek refuge with your perfect words from every devil and from poisonous pest and from every evil, harmful, envious eye. And then Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would blow on the princes to protect them. Subhanallah. Gosh, can we follow this beautiful sunnah? We give our children a good upbringing, an upbringing which is in accordance with the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then from time to time, we do read the Quran, we read the du'as of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we blow upon them, practicing this beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because let me remind you, the Quran is the cure to diseases. And the love of the Ahlul Bayt and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and love of the Quran will be our savior in this world and in the hereafter. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, today, some people don't recognize that the Khulafai Rashideen had the utmost love, respect and utmost honor for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he became Amir al-Mu'mineen, he would have a great place for the Ahlul Bayt and would give special attention to Hassanain Karimain. In the eyes of the Sahaba Ikram and especially the Amir al-Mu'mineen, whether it be Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu or the great Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hassanain Karimain had a special status. When Hazrat Imam Hassan ya Hazrat Imam Hussein came in, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu would stand up, give him honor and respect, and then listen to their wise words and would take these on board. Subhanallah, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel. The one thing that we need to change today is our life. In our life, we need to learn more and more, as much as we can, about the beautiful family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we need to develop a love and affection. And the last thing I'll say is this. If as our children grow up, we regularly read to them beautiful stories about these princes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We tell them about how Aka sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved the Ahlul Bayt. We tell them good stories about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our children will grow up with a love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ahlul Bayt Athar, and the Sahaba Ikram. And once they develop this love of these amazing personalities, then that will guide them through their life. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Lameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
A journey of